Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hey, it's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. It's me, Dr. Lisa, and I give a shit. I do. What a what an exciting day here. You know, I got one of my favorite hosts with me, and we're gonna do some psychotherapy type chatting. And but you know what? Let me remind you what's so great about Radio Free Brooklyn before we get started, right, Ben?
Yeah, man.
What is good about Radio Free Brooklyn? You tell us, Ben.
So what's not good about Radio Free Brooklyn? I'll start with this.
The app
is free, so you can just go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone or radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android and download the app and listen to awesome shows like Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit every Thursday.
There you go.
I will say this. The best lineup of shows on Radio Free Brooklyn has to be Thursday. No shade to anyone else.
No, you're right.
Thursdays has all the best shows, you know?
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, man.
You know? Go through the lineup. You go through the lineup, Ben.
You know, they're on hiatus right now, but She in the Morning.
Always does well.
Oh,
man, that's such a killer show.
You know, we got Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit.
Yeah.
Ben Talks. Here and Now, Rachel C. Frequency Theory. I mean, the list goes on. All the shows on Thursday are great.
All the shows on Thursday. Yeah. It's so true. You can't, like... Yeah, and we actually won that contest for getting the 100. What is it? The 100 on the.
Yeah.
Was it ever in doubt?
I mean.
We kill the leaderboards every week, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Give me five.
How many Thursday shows are up there every week, man? It's crazy.
Thursday shows.
It's crazy.
So anyway, here's the deal, you guys. So I have known Ben. How long have I known you now, Ben?
Oh, man. It's
2 years? How long have you been at the radio station?
It's going on 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
I remember because I had you. I remember when you came and you helped collect money for me, my show at Footlight.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy Ben, he's such a sweetheart. He doesn't say anything. That's all I could think of. Ben, he seems like such a nice guy. How could he be on the radio? He can't even talk.
Yeah.
Well, but we've learned that was the old Ben.
Yeah.
And Ben,
it's the off-air Ben.
That's the off-air Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so, Ben, you're going to be 28.
Yes, this weekend, Sunday. My birthday.
So I'm going to say, Ben, in the short time that I've known you, you've turned into kind of a new person. I mean, not a new person, but just way more Ben than you've ever been. I mean, you like every, you know, every time I see you, you're more Ben. But I think
that
part of the reason you're more Ben is because of the growth experiences you've been taking on, right?
Yeah. Last time I was here, I was in a completely different space. Mentally,
I know.
You know.
I know.
It was a completely different Ben.
And even my experience at this moment being on the radio with you feels very different.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
I feel like I'm bringing it right now.
You're so bringing it. You're so bringing it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give our listeners a little bit of a recap of what's going on here. At the same time, you know, it's almost 2:05, and I promised Maria Lena that she could call in and promote something really fabulous that she's doing, a DJ gig that she has in the neighborhood.
I'm
afraid we're going to get interrupted by that. So you know what I think we should do in the meantime, Ben?
What's that?
I think we should start talking because I want to... It's a little bit of a story about like what happened last time, but I think what we should do is just to let everyone know how you are really killing it here at Radio Free Brooklyn. It's true. I mean, I'm not making this up. You can look at the leaderboards. But anyways, so Ben did a live show at Radio Free Brooklyn for Radio Free Brooklyn Presents about 2 months ago.
At this point, it was September 10th, I believe it was.
And
Monday
I was just,
night.
And I was just telling Ben how excited we were. So he's doing another one, and we're going to tell you about that in a second because Maria's here. Maria?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Maria.
Hey. Maria.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Do you know Ben Lewis?
Probably not.
I do not.
You guys have to meet because you're both such awesome people, and you're both really into, like, you guys would get along. And Ben is doing, we were just talking about the show that Ben's going to be doing on Pine Box on November 17th.
Oh, cool. Is that on a, what date does that land
Saturday
on?
Night.
Saturday night. You're a DJ.
Oh,
so
I work probably on Saturday nights at Pine Box.
Oh,
you
well,
do?
I'll see you there, Maria.
Oh, wow. So you guys are going to meet. See, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm excited. So tell us who you are and what's going on. You were telling me, I mean, I'm at Pine Box all the time, partly because I'm an alcoholic and partly because that's where me and my husband walk our dog. Did you? He hasn't been drinking at all lately. I don't know if you noticed, but he hasn't. It's a white wine and a seltzer. They know when I go there. That's what they put up on the bar right away. But anyway, Maria, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what the gig you have coming up is?
Okay. My name's Maria. I'm a sound technician and a hairdresser and a DJ. And I've discovered Rocky Erickson, who was a man that used to sing for 13th floor elevators in the 60s, just through listening at like YouTube songs and stuff. And I fell in love with this record that he came out with in the 80s called The Evil One, where he sings about vampires and demons and aliens and creatures and scientists. And I decided a year ago to put together a cover band, a Rocky Erickson cover band, and I'll be singing as Rocky tonight. It's a Halloween celebration.
Tonight?
Where? At the Gutter.
At the Gutter. So you're going to be doing this tonight at the Gutter. At what time?
We're going on at 10:30 sharp.
Oh, right. Because I was saying that I can't stay out late. 10:30.
Yeah.
But I really want to see it. I mean, it sounds so cool. And what's the address of the Gutter?
I don't know.
Well, what's the subway stop? How's that? You know that.
You can take the G to, I believe it's the first stop after Metropolitan, or you can take the L to Bedford and walk towards McCarran Park, and it's a bowling alley. It's the Gutter bowling alley.
Okay, so it's right near the, the streets go up on the direction on Bedford where the streets go up. You get off the subway and you take a right. You go towards McCarran, and there you are, right? It's right around there.
Yeah, it's like North 14th, like walking towards Greenpoint territory.
Okay, you deadbeats who are listening, it's not far from the subway. This is what I want you to know. It's right off the Bedford stop, and don't, like, get like, oh, my God. And Maria is, like, a real music aficionado. I mean, I don't even know enough about music, but I know that everybody else does, has, like, this huge respect for her and stuff like that. And I think she's doing something really original and authentic. And, you know, I think that's amazing.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Yeah, everybody wants to come and rock and roll.
Are you gonna do it at Pine Box ever?
You know, I would like to, but it's actually just a one time thing.
Oh, that's important to know. One time thing.
Yeah.
Okay, one time thing. Very important to know.
Yeah. So if we get asked to do it again, I think we would definitely do it again. But it's just for tonight only. So
okay,
I'm really excited.
Okay. Are you gonna have anything that you're gonna record or anything so we can check it out?
I'll definitely ask some friends to record some stuff
okay.
and maybe put it
okay,
on Instagram.
Okay, send it to me
something.
And I'll post it, okay?
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Ben.
Same
okay,
here.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I also, you know what, while we're at it, I'm going to promote something that I'm doing at Pine Box this Saturday night. Do you know that I was asked to be a quote-unquote, and I didn't say this, they asked me to be a celebrity judge. So they used the word celebrity. I did not, which is
it's
really
okay.
kind of sad.
You call yourself a celebrity.
It's kind of sad. didn't. But anyway, there's three judges. I'm one of them. So they're having this big costume contest at Pine Box on Saturday night. I'm one of the judges. And it's also a karaoke contest. So I think it's going to be hilarious.
Are you judging the karaoke or are you judging the costumes?
I think it's all one and the same. Okay. But I am a ruthless judge. So I think you guys should show up and get under my tough gaze. So, Ben, you were going to tell us about your show at Pine Box. I think you should, and then we'll go on to, I'll give them a little update on how you got to, like, you're doing a show where you're charging. We were just talking, like, real, because of the show he did last time at Pine Box a couple of months ago, it was this amazing show with the people from Ben Talks. Who are they, Ben?
That's Miss Hazel and Deuce OG, my co-hosts. We had DJ Ariton. She was our DJ. She's going to be our DJ moving forward for the live shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good turnout. So we thought, why not do it again? People are asking for it. So we got with Pine Box and put another one together.
What was the show? What's the show like a little bit? Like, it's like a talk show. Describe the show so we can get people to show up.
Yeah, man. It's a very interactive show. Definitely. We would like to hear from the crowd. We're talking about pretty much the stuff we talk about. If you listen to Ben Talks every Thursday, we talk about what's going on in pop culture, what's going on in relationships, hooking up, dating, stuff like that. Miss Hazel is actually a sexual education professor.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of takes questions from the crowd, takes questions that's sent in, and kind of educate the people about sex in a fun way.
Yeah.
And we got music. Got to have music in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just telling you, me and my husband, we're old people, and we went, and we were just totally, like, the vibe in the room is great, and it's like a really, the audience is involved. It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the point is that Ben was in here February 1st, 2018.
Yes.
And we had this session, and Ben was going through a breakup at the time. You were handling it well.
Yeah, by then, yeah.
You were handling it well, but just so you know, folks, Ben had this breakup. He'd been with this girl on and off since high school, but really just for the past 2 years mostly.
Yeah, about two, three years at that time, yeah.
And you were kind of surprised. She's the one who broke up with you New Year's Day. She's the one who initiated, but I think there was, like I said to Ben, I remembered it as sort of a mutual breakup because that's how it felt when you were on the show.
Yeah, kind of just seeing some of the signs, you know, although she did initiate the conversation, it was kind of like, you know, yeah, we probably should be moving our separate ways. Like, this is not going on. This is not going to work out.
And, right.
You know, obviously when you get out of a relationship, you always have that little tiny bit of hope. You kind of like, oh man, because it's so comfortable, it's such a routine for you. You kind of hope that things get back to together. But, you know, after that happened, I kind of got to a point where I thought about the relationship in its entirety, thought about some of the things that went on, some of the blatant signs that were there, that it was a toxic situation for me. It was actually toxic for both of us. It's never toxic for one person.
Sure.
The relationship is toxic. And, you know, and I realized at the end of it, not to toot my own horn or be full of myself, that I was a little bit better to her than she was to me. And, you know, once I came to that realization, I was able to just be okay with the way things are and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked really since.
Yeah, I remember thinking at the time that you probably, like, at the time it happened, it was painful, but that makes sense.
Always, yeah.
And then another thing that I remember we talked about was that you have a passion for radio, which you started with us. Well, you had started a podcast before you came to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Seriously Outspoken.
And how much your show has grown in the past year, which I want to hear about, but also that the fact that you were really at that point seriously moving into radio and everything that it meant to you, all of that.
Yeah.
That you were really beginning to grow as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that was maybe unsettling to her and the relationship. It kind of changed the balance a little bit because you had something outside the relationship that you were passionate about.
A new love.
And I think that was difficult for the relationship. And upsetting. It's upsetting. God, if Phil went out and like found that he likes, you know, archery or something, and like he wanted to go play archery every weekend, I'd be bummed. I mean,
he's a great photographer. He's really talented.
He's a very talented guy.
Yeah,
but like something like that, yeah, you never know. That's the whole thing. And you young people, you're just going to be 28, you know, things like that. You guys are both the same age. So what's been happening? So radio, tell us, like radio seems to have really, that's what's really changed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I kind of just focused my energy. One of the things I realized was that probably that situation and what was going on towards the tail end of it was kind of taken away a little bit, and I've been able to kind of fully submerge myself into this career and what exactly I want to accomplish and where I want to take it. And I've been able to experience some extreme growth in the past year.
So exciting.
The past few months, especially since January, when I've been able to kind of refocus my energy. It's been great.
Yeah. So what's been going on? What's happened?
Definitely the following of the show has grown.
So what kind of feedback do you get? I mean, everybody has a different way of getting feedback. Do you get emails more? What are the ways that you have understood the show's following to be growing?
Just
when you walk down the street.
No, I wish. Well, no, I don't.
You've been getting a lot of feedback. And yeah, where does it come from?
Via Instagram, via people who actually listen to it. Sometimes, you know, one thing that has happened to me, I went to a party and went to introduce myself to a DJ that I wanted to connect with. And he had already known who I was. And he already, like, said, yeah, I listened to the show. Like, stuff like that makes me, it's still shocking to me. I think it'll always be shocking to me because... Well. You know, you do this and, you know, you never know, like, who's listening. You never know, like, if what you're doing is good. You just know that you want to do this thing and you're having fun doing it. But when people actually tell you, like, hey, I enjoy listening to your show. I already know who you are. You know, it's pretty cool.
So what's your perception? What do you think is compelling about the show? Like, besides you, of course. I mean, it's obviously compelling. And we know why it's compelling. But for your point of view, I'm just curious to hear, what do you think it is? It like, are you really, is it, what do you think it, what do people comment on?
For me, what's compelling about the show is I feel like our dynamic is pretty good. It's three completely different personalities, and it's great how we came together from Instagram, pretty much.
Wow, really?
That's how we came together. Didn't know Miss Hazel before.
Wow, how did you meet on Instagram?
So a friend of mine is married to one of Miss Hazel's colleagues, and I was looking for a co-host. I put up a post on Instagram. She connected me with Miss Hazel, and someone, my page is public, so I'm not exactly sure how Duso G saw my post, but he did, and he reached out to me, and I was just like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And then we came together, did a show, and it was raw at first, obviously, but the dynamic was there. Deuce is a very funny guy, very quick-witted. I like what Miss Hazel brings to the table. She adds some professionalism to us. You know, between myself and Deuce, we can get pretty immature at times and joke about some stuff.
And you got a grown-up in the room.
Yeah, exactly. A grown-up in the room. Yeah. And she's like, she brings a lot to the table. So our dynamic, I feel like we all have like sort of alpha personalities, kind of, but we all are good at working together.
Yeah. So that's actually, I mean, that is actually really interesting because it's what's rewarding about the show isn't just all about like what you are, you know, it isn't like Taylor Swift where you sing and then people want to vote. Whatever you tell them, people do whatever you tell them.
Yeah.
It's more like you feel like you created it. It's, you created a group of people that have an amazing dynamic together. And that's really hard. It is. It is really hard because it's hard enough with one person. So is that the kind of feedback you get or?
Yeah, definitely. Also, just using the platform of the show to promote local artists, playing their music. Having them promote that their music is going to be played and just reaching out to people and having them come to the show and having them be a guest host. Whenever we have a guest on Ben Talks, we don't do the typical sit down interview. It's like, you're coming, you're going to be a guest host. You know, mm-hmm. we're not going to sit down and talk about you for the whole 2 hours. We'll give you a segment of the show, no doubt. But, mm-hmm. you know, people will get to hear your thoughts mm-hmm. on what's going on in the news, what's going mm-hmm. on with whatever topic we're talking about for the day. I think that's one of the things that we, when we have guests, is completely different from what I've seen anyone else do, because it's not like your typical interview.
Right, right, right. So it sounds like the whole radio thing has opened up a, it's not even a door. It's like a whole fucking, like, leap into a new world.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And a lot of it has to do with the people and the whole community, right? Or
yeah.
What's how's your life changed, or what's different? How do you feel differently?
I feel differently because I've never really been the type of person to go out and seek like popularity and stuff like that. So there is a little bit of that is starting to happen. And mm-hmm. that's what's really different. I have people, you know, reaching out to me now and basically are like asking for opportunities, like, hey man, can I come to your show? Can I have my music featured mm-hmm. on your platform? So that's a little different to me, because mm-hmm. it's I try to be as modest and as humble as possible, and I don't ever want to look at myself and think that I'm some sort of a big deal. And
right.
when people kind of are reaching out to me and mm-hmm. you know, asking me for this, and it feels like, wow, like these people actually think that I'm like somebody worth.
So, like, if you go to a party, like,
yeah.
do people go, "That's Ben from Ben Talks"? I could see it. I mean, I saw what happened at the live show, so I believe it.
Yeah, it's happened a few times. Yeah,
yeah. And people,
I'm starting to be known now for Brooklyn Bandstand as well. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah,
like, you go to see music. Are people sucking up to you, Ben?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
So what's that? So how are you going to handle that?
I probably just keep telling myself, like, I'm not where I want to be yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm not where I need to be yet. And uh-huh. just like, yeah, this is cool. It makes you feel good for the moment, but I just don't ever get satisfied with it, and just keep staying, looking at the eyes
staying
on the prize.
Bent.
Yeah.
Keep staying Ben.
Yeah. Trying my best.
Staying Ben. Just
yeah.
be Ben.
Exactly.
What is the prize for you, Ben?
The prize, I told myself that by the time I'm 30, I want to have a nationally syndicated radio show.
Holy fucking
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
That's and 2 years.
Yeah. I believe that it'll happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you, a nationally syndicated like talk show, so that would be like on Sirius or something?
Sirius, High 97, Power 105. I want to have, especially when you listen to those stations, a lot of the biggest voices aren't from New York. And I'm from New York, and I want to be the voice and want to be the guy that's kind of giving people those opportunities. Because you and I both know there's some great artists that aren't like getting opportunities to be mainstream. You know, mm-hmm. you hear like, this great bands that we play
yeah,
here
yeah.
that we play here on the station. You're like, man, like if this song that they're playing yeah. came on the radio, I would totally listen to this.
Right. Right.
So that's one of the things that I am looking forward to mm-hmm. Being able mm-hmm. to do with the platform as I grow in my career, as mm-hmm. I, you know, move on to bigger and platforms. I feel like my drive and, you know, mm-hmm. my work ethic will mm-hmm. definitely get me to where I see myself being.
You know, I believe it. Ben has blown everybody. As I said last year, Ben blew us all away with how dedicated he was. Like, Ben's the first guy to, you know, when we need a volunteer, we need help, the management team. He's on the management team.
Yeah.
But, we, you know, I mean, anything.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You're it's really... Like, your show's great, but you also put a lot out there that you don't have to. You know, like, a lot of people have great shows, and they know their shows are great, and they got plenty of listeners, but then they aren't also going to carry the beer. When we need somebody to help carry the beer,
yeah,
you're going to be carrying the beer.
Yeah, man. Well,
you know?
I don't have to be front and center. I don't have to be the guy all the time.
No, but you're like, you know, you need a sub. Ben,
yeah.
Ben is like right there. You're right there. You're really good part of. You know how to be part of a team.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a really, you know, I mean, so, you know, you can be a star of anything, you people out there. I'm talking to my listeners. Most of them talking to myself, but you can be a star at anything. But being part of a team is actually equally as important.
Yeah. I learned at a very young age.
You did?
Yeah, I played organized sports for pretty much my entire life up until like college played a little bit semi-pro. So I always learned that being part of a team, like, yeah, it's fun to be the person that everybody's coming to see, but, you know, it's cool to do your job and that helps things run smoothly.
Right.
When the things are running smoothly, everybody wins.
Right, you know? Right.
When there's someone to carry the bear, the mixers are that much better.
There you go. You know? There you go. See how mature Ben is. He's way more mature than I am at age 28. So have your parents noticed that you've changed since they've known you the longest? Your friends, anybody?
I'm not sure.
You haven't talked to him about it?
I talk to my parents, but, you know, radio isn't like the traditional thing that parents, especially, I have Haitian parents. I think a lot of West Indian parents can relate. West Indian children who have West Indian parents can relate, or just anyone in general. Your parents always want that safe kind of career for you, that, you know, go be a lawyer, a doctor, go and, you know, go find something that's going to be stable. But, you know, I didn't want to go for that. I mean, I did it for a while. It was blood sucking. I felt, you know,
yeah, regular job or something,
you know, but.
So what do you, but I'm saying, like, I mean, I can just see in you as a person that you're like, just more, like I said, more Ben, just more yourself, just like, I don't know, just more yourself, whatever that is, whatever I mean by that. But do you think they've noticed, or do they care about the radio? I mean, do they understand what the radio show is or any of that?
I don't know if they quite understand it. They know how much I care about it, though. I don't think it's something that they quite understand.
Right. Like, because they're parents.
Yeah. You know, they were a little skeptic at first. You know, they didn't know if it was just like a hobby or something I wanted to do. But as time went on and they saw, like, okay, he's serious about this. So now the support is starting to come more and more.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
good. They see, like, okay, I think that's like, as anyone, if you have a kid and your kid's like, yeah, I want to, you know, tap dance. You're like, okay, I'll get you some tap shoes. But when you start to see, like, their drive with it,
right,
then you'll start to be like, okay, this is what they really want to do. You know, my parents have done a good job of never being, like, overbearing with anything we want to do. It's kind of like they kind of watch and see, like, how much into it are you?
Like, how serious, how much you're putting, like, how serious what you're putting into it. I like to meet your folks.
Yeah.
I'd like to give them a hand, nice handshake.
I'd like to bring them to one of my live shows, but
I would love that.
I don't know if they would like it too much.
Really? Would they get uptight if you started talking about sex or something like that? Something like that, you know?
I don't know if they'd get uptight. I mean, you know what?
Why do you think they might not like it? What about?
Oh, my parents are God-fearing, churchly people. So,
yeah,
you know,
your father's a
pastor.
A pastor.
Yeah,
remember, we talked about that.
Yeah, so, you know, come out to a live show and they see their kid up there talking about sex and
That's what I just said. Yeah, they don't want to.
I could be wrong, though. I could be completely
wrong.
But
that's interesting that you think you could be wrong.
Yeah, because, you know, they'll always surprise you. Like, when I was in high school, I thought, there's no way they're going to let me go away to school. And I told them, hey, I'm going to the school 6 hours upstate. And they were just like, okay. And I was like, oh, holy shit. All right.
So you guys are all growing together because, see, you're actually sort of pushing them a little bit in that that's something that they never considered. Like, they are open to considering what you're interested in.
Yeah.
But then they see you differently, which helps them grow too, right?
Yeah.
Because they obviously trust your judgment, I think. That's the feeling I get.
And ultimately, they want to see you want to see your kids happy, ultimately. And, you know, sometimes you might think, like, you know, your way is going to make them happy, but then they show you another way and you show them, like, hey. But then you show them another way and you show them, like, yeah, actually, this is what's going to make me happy. And, you know, they get behind you.
See, this is where I get angry, bitter, and jealous about, like, hearing about, like, healthy family-child relationships and all the great stuff that can come out of that. Man, that ship sailed on for me so long ago. The only way around it is refusing to reproduce myself. So you have a pretty specific goal, which is awesome, because that if you know that's your goal, or you, I mean, your goal can change, but having a, this is what I always say to you young people, long-term goals and short-term goals. I've said this, you know, and any career. So you have a very clear vision of a long-term goal, which is golden, golden.
Yeah.
So how do you picture getting there? Would you have that worked out yet?
Yeah, I'm like I told you off the air, I'm looking to get in schools now.
So you think getting a degree, I mean, I know nothing about
So a certificate program, and they'll help you with job placement. And that's pretty much what I'm going to use to get my foot in the door. And once my foot is in the door, I'm going to take it from there. I'm going to go just as hard as I was going here, you know?
And what kind of, what's like a beginner job paying radio station?
You know,
the radio stations you're looking at.
Overnight, you know, those kind of gigs, weekend, those kind
of
gigs.
So you would be a DJ right away, but like an off hours?
Yeah, like off hours and just kind of, just like I did here, man, just jump in to do any and everything that's needed and let them see your work ethic and let them, you know, see how, you know, how much you're involved and let them see like how bad you want it. And that's going to create the opportunities to move up.
But what's also really cool is that you also seem to have a vision for what you want to do. And part of that is to bring along new bands.
Yes.
Is that, that's bands, a big part
artists.
Of it.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Artists, you got to say.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. Hey, new bands, new artists, whatever. I that's one of the bigger things for me. Like if you, one of the things I like to do is just kind of open people's eyes to different music, different kinds of things. So if there's, if there's an artist that I like their music, I'm going to put them on my Instagram page. I'm going to say, hey, everyone, check out this guy. Like, his music is great. That's something I do frequently, you know? And that's definitely, as I grow and as I get to a bigger platform, I'll be able to kind of, you know, open the back door and say, all right, guys, come on in. Like, you know, show the world what you got.
And the people you're working with, are they interested in like radio as a bigger medium or...
I don't know if they're
they know you are though.
Yeah, they know I am. I don't know if it's like they're as passionate about it about
as you
me,
are.
Not about like the career itself.
They love the show.
Yeah, we all definitely want to get Ben Talks as a show to, you know, newer heights and reach as much people as possible.
Right.
I think they're passionate about that. But as far as me and like career wise, I'm passionate about just radio, period, and all aspects of it. You know what I mean?
And they have other.
Yeah. And you know, we're all, what part of the thing that makes us work so well, too, is that we're all passionate about different things.
And you're the one who takes all the responsibility for what happens here at the station. So,
right.
Like, you're doing the work here.
Yeah, here at the station, you know.
So they're getting, like, you're adding what you add.
Yeah, I add what I add, but like as far as when we're not on the air, you know, the things behind the scenes, reaching out to artists, looking for guests, just trying to network, reach out to other internet radio stations and, you know, kind of network with them and get ourselves out there and help them get themselves out there more. We all work together for that.
So you all do that together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, putting the show together. We all work together for that.
So the last show, what happened at your last live show? Like, what was that like for you? What was that like? Because that was your first live show
ever.
So what was that? I was there, folks. I saw it. No, it was really cool. But how did you feel beforehand? Like, what was your expectation? How did it work out?
You know what? I didn't have, I honestly say I didn't have like.
Were you nervous though?
Oh, I was nervous as hell.
Okay.
Yeah, I was nervous as hell. My face broke out. It's how nervous I was.
Really?
Like, yeah. I was
extremely
nervous.
What were you, like, you really wanted it to be good?
Yeah, I really wanted it to be good.
Did you have, like, a lot of stuff planned, or did you kind of have a broad, how detailed?
No, I mean, we had our topics planned that we were going
to
talk about, and, you know, we had our artists that were going to perform. We had our DJ. So, really, it was just, it's not like we sat there and wrote down, like, okay, we're going to, you know, we didn't write down jokes. It's kind of just like, the freestyle aspect of it.
Like normal.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, you're doing a live show, but, you know, the freestyle.
So it's basically your regular show, just live.
Yeah, it was just live. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we're seeing more and more with, like, people who have podcasts and stuff. They're doing it more and more in front of a live audience. But I feel like what makes what made our show different and how I feel like it was really good was that we added the music, you know? So it's like the continuing theme of giving a platform to artists.
You mean live music?
Yeah, live music. Like, mm-hmm. Who doesn't love live music?
Right. And what about having a live, being in front of a live audience as opposed to the radio? Like, did you know, the audience was really pumped, folks. I mean, there was a packed crowd. Mm-hmm. And they were obviously people that listened to your show.
Yeah.
So what was that like having? Did you know those people? Were they people that follow the show? How did you feel about connecting with them? What was that like?
It was different for me. Some people that were there were people I knew that listened to the show. There were some faces that I had no idea
how they heard about it.
Yeah, like, you know, there were some people uh-huh. there that I didn't know even thought that we existed, but it was cool. I felt like I did a good job of trying to interact with the crowd and not being one of those like, okay, you guys are here to see me, I'm gonna go stand off in this corner by myself.
No, you were great. Yeah.
I will say I won't get so drunk as at the next show.
Did you get really drunk?
Yeah, I did.
I left early because, you know, I'm old. I go home early.
Yeah.
You got really drunk.
It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't belligerent or anything.
No,
like
that's good.
Yeah, but, you know, the next morning it was a little
hung over. Well, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? There was something I wanted to ask you about. So, anyway, like, this one, so you're a work in progress. I'm curious to see how your success is going to affect you, Ben. But let me ask you, so you broke up with you. That's it. That was it. The last, that long-term girlfriend, clean slate.
Gone.
You had a clean slate all year. It's been almost a year. We're in November.
Yeah.
So clean slate. So what happened with the ladies? Has this increased your confidence with the ladies? That's what I want to know.
I feel like I was pretty confident, you know.
Are you really confident with the ladies?
Yeah, I feel like I am. You know, but immediately after, I made sure I stayed away from like trying to date and trying to see people and just kind of get myself back to where I felt like myself.
Right.
Before I ventured off and started dating people. I am seeing somebody now. It's going really well.
So. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Is it a music person or a...
No, it's not someone who is... Actually, there's a lot of music that I actually like have to like tell her about, especially with like the mainstream stuff.
What kind of thing is she into?
She's into all kind of music, to be honest.
No, but like, she a writer, a... Like,
no,
what's she like, Ben? What is she like? Tell me something about her.
She's awesome. She went to school for social work. So.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of very successful people do wind up marrying shrinks. Do you know that? When I was in college, the most successful graphic designer, huge designer, like art director of New York Magazine at age 23, wound up marrying a shrink.
Really?
Yeah. And
it helps to have one in the home.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Like my husband. No. He's like, you think you're a shrink? And I'm like, no, I don't. Don't talk to me like in your shrink way.
Yeah, don't shrink me.
So she's kind of well, you know, but she's conscious.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because the problem you had, or one of the big, let's say the problem we identified with the long-term relationship you had was communication. It seemed like she didn't tell you how she was feeling. You were available to hear it, but you didn't draw it out of her. So what's going on? Like, have you learned stuff about communicating, or do you have a different take on it, or what's going on with that?
You know what? Some of the advice that you gave me last show was to make sure that I'm holding the other person accountable as well to share. Like,
oh, really?
Let them know, like, yo, you know, I'm here to listen, but, you know, you can't be so closed off. And I didn't do that. I definitely didn't do that. And that's something that when you said it, I was like, you know what? That's true. I definitely was not holding her accountable. So moving forward, I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. Like, I'm here for you. I want to listen. I want to hear what's going on with you, but can't be so closed off if, you know, you want this to work. So that's definitely something that's definitely helped.
Good.
Me. Yeah.
You
know what you're talking about.
One for Dr. Lisa. So you feel like you've made an effort to communicate better? You feel like you know where the person is?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely made an effort.
Have you dated? I mean, but you've dated more than just one person, I'm guessing, right?
Since then?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's my counter transference onto you. This is my counter transference onto you, Ben.
All right.
Okay, because now that you're single, I worry that, you know, you're a nice looking happening guy and you're going to like, you're going to like get like, I could have, you know, get like too comfortable with the chicks, the approval of the chicks. I'm a little worried about that. How's that going? You get a lot of chick approval?
Approval.
You felt confident with chicks, so that was never a problem. But yeah. has your visibility through the radio station changed your way you feel that you get attention from chicks or your confidence with chicks?
I mean, if that's what's happening, I'm not very much aware about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, it's not really something I'm even like looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I'm paying attention to. You know, like I said, the person I'm seeing now, the person I'm with now is just pretty, it's going really well,
focused on your career. You don't want to put all your energy into you don't want to like be like going out with different, like, you know, you don't want to be thinking about chicks, because you're thinking about your career, right?
Yeah, if I'm going out anywhere, it's with one person. So,
one person. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that.
So, it's that and career. That's what's happening right now.
Wow. See that, guys? He's 28. He's young. He could have lots of chicks. But he's smart enough to know that he wants to get ahead and he wants to get what he wants. And he's not going to get distracted by stupid girls. I don't mean stupid girls. I don't mean the girls are stupid. I mean the distraction of superficiality with tons of girls is distracting. That's what I meant. Nothing. No dissing any girls.
No.
Especially any girl that would be into Ben, because she'd have to like see the quality. She'd have to be a quality person.
Yeah, she is.
So, So any anxiety? What do you think your obstacles? What do you think your obstacles are going to be? Because you got some. Everybody's got some
obstacles. Myself, man.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Definitely some anxiety, especially with looking into starting school, being a student again. There's definitely some anxiety there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, I got the other live show I have coming up. Mm-hmm. There's definitely anxiety there, especially with it being a paid show, a show that you got to pay to get in. You know, like support is, people will come out when it's free, but will that be that same turnout? When you ask for $10, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's something that's something on my mind, definitely. And just making sure, I want to put together another great show. I'm very happy with the artists that we have for the show. I think the music's going to be great again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like there was a lot to clean up with the last show. So that's
what do you mean? Like the room? Why, were people throwing things? Was there a food fight or something?
I hope not. No. No, just as far as the way the show was ran. I felt like there were.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because you know it was great to turn out everything, but you know I try not to ever be satisfied. So I kind of woke up the next day, hydrated, and and just thought, okay,
how to improve it?
Yeah, how to improve it? And asking around, you know, how you felt about the show and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I think like, I mean, that's amazing. This is only your second live show, and the way I see it is that it's all part of a process. So I mean. One show, you're going to have a bunch of shows. There'll be another show, a live show after this. So, you know, but it's good that you're taking it seriously and it's important. Take every.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I'm not worried about whether it goes well or not because it doesn't really matter in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
from my point of view.
Well, I want to be invited back to Pine Box. So
oh, you will be.
Hopefully more than 15 people
show
up there.
You will be, Ben. I mean, we support that place. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no way you're... Yeah, I mean, I'm their celebrity host Saturday. I'm the judge.
Yeah.
Stick with me, Ben. You've got a job. You've got a gig there anytime you want.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that because I don't know. I don't really know, but I you know.
Will you be bringing Astro tonight?
I might be bringing Astro. I don't know. Depends. Depends on what happens on Saturday night.
Okay.
Oh, Saturday night. No, it's next Saturday. Depends on. That's a long way away. We got.
No, I'm saying, are you bringing Astro to the show? Is it tonight?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Are you
bringing
Astro?
I don't
know.
That's up to Phil.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to be holding her as a judge. I've got work to do. I've got to focus.
Yeah.
Going to school is going to be a big difference. And you're pretty sure you're going?
Yes, I'm definitely going.
So have you applied to schools?
Yes, I have applied to schools. And that is just kind of waiting decisions and picking out where I want to go.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely anxious about that because it's been a long time since I've been a student.
Yeah, when was
2013.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yeah, so to get back in the swing of doing homework and, you know, lectures and all that stuff, it's going to be pretty interesting.
So you would start in September then?
No, it's actually going to be starting in November. Yeah.
You mean next month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
this
is happening now. This is.
So you don't know what school you're going to yet?
No, I got into one. We're in talks right now, and then like another option came up. So that is kind of just, I'm gonna see if it might be a better option for me. But mm-hmm. for sure,
so I you already be, know,
yeah,
you've got at least one.
Yeah,
place.
And both programs start in November. So
oh wow, and yeah. How long are the programs?
About 5 months or something like that.
Oh, that's not college. Not a big deal.
No, I'm not doing that again.
Oh, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
So you get like a certificate or something?
Yes, and help with job placement. Like I said, get my foot in the door.
Oh.
Yes.
So you have to do well. I mean, you want to do well.
I will. Yeah.
Oh, get a confidence. Did you always do well in school?
When I was interested, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say I didn't put as much into it as maybe I should have. I mm-hmm. kind of did what I mm-hmm. did enough to pass and graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, looking back, I'm like, yeah, I could have went a little bit harder. Could have did more.
Yeah, like it. You realize like now the more you put into something, the more you get out.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
It.
And you don't give a crap about that when you're 18 or 19.
Right. So now you're like, I'm gung ho.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, you know what I think is going to be really good for school?
What's that?
Is that you're going to be in a more competitive environment in the sense that, like, you're going to be with people who really want to make a career out of radio.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's their thing. And they're going to want the same jobs that you're going to be going for.
Yeah.
And, you know, Radio Free Brooklyn, that's not what we're about here. Mm-hmm. We're about something else.
Yeah.
So, I think that's going to be really good because I think you're going to be around like your peers and you're going to, I think that as a creative person who's failed in almost every creative field from jewelry design to visual art to advertising, performance. I never tried to sing. The one thing is that when you get good at something and then you're around, all of a sudden you're around other people who are also good at something
mm-hmm.
and want what you want, it puts a different kind of pressure on you.
Yeah.
And you're ready for it and everything.
Yeah.
But I think that, that's what makes a professional.
Yeah.
Being able to deal with that pressure. I think that's really, really hard to deal with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But it is a pressure that, in that sense, I'll welcome.
Yeah.
You know, I welcome the challenge. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing, okay, what do I need to do from here to get better?
Right, know? And also you learn things from other people. Everybody's specialized in one thing.
Yeah.
You know, did you feel like that about football? I mean, what are you really, I mean, you've excelled at football, right?
Did okay.
No bullshit, modest bullshit. What did you have? Did you excel at
it? I mean,
it?
I was able to go and play in college, not have to pay.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So you were good at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't an NFL player, but, you know, I did.
Yeah, you were good.
Yeah.
So now that's a team. See, you know, what's interesting to me is that going into radio for you is going to be a real creative endeavor,
mm-hmm.
whereas sports, I mean, there's strategy and stuff, but it's not the same. It's very, like, you can see who's a better runner. You can see, right? I don't know that much about sports.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
It's
very much eye test in sports. Like, you can sit there for 5 minutes and say, okay, that guy is a lot better than everybody else. Like, that's definitely
present in sports. And there's no politics?
A little bit. There is a little bit of politics in sports.
But, like, if somebody's obviously better or obviously worse or whatever, they can be, like, as charming as they want or lie or do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're not going to get ahead. Whereas, like, creative fields are mm-hmm. a lot more subjective.
Yeah,
Have you had that experience? Have you had here? I'm turning into like I'm like having a counter transference. Like, you spoiled Brad. You were good at football. This is nothing like football. This is going to be horrible. It's going to rip your heart out. Wait till you find out there's somebody who's better than you, and you want to be as good as them.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's going to be a challenge, but
yeah.
I welcome it. I'm not going to let one kind of like pitfall, one rejection, one failure stop me.
No, of course
not.
You
know, I know this is what I want to do.
Right. And you will do very, very well.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm just, I think that, I just think that it's a real challenge that I think it's something that all creative people go through. And what you're doing now is very creative. And mm-hmm. I think that creative endeavors that are rewarding are ridiculously rewarding. I mean, they are so fulfilling in your every part of your being. The process of getting to that point can be very painful or has painful moments.
Yeah, for sure.
Incredibly painful, incredibly rewarding. And no matter how good you are, there's ups and downs, like what you've experienced with the musicians, the artists on your show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be in that pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as his face lights up. I can't wait to go. Ben, will you invite, are you having a graduation? Will there be a graduation?
So.
Will you invite me to the graduation? Do you think I could be there?
Yeah, let's pack it out. Why not?
Yeah, I'd like to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like you said, man, it's definitely going to be difficult. And from people in the industry that I've reached out to and talked to, that's one of the things they also said. Like, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be smooth sailing, but
mm-hmm.
you just got to be ready for that. You can't get discouraged from that. You got to just, like I said, eye on the prize, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the goal I said at the beginning of the show is, yeah, it's lofty, but why not?
I don't think it's that lofty.
Yeah.
I totally see it. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I believe. I mean, I don't think it's like, I don't think it's that lofty for you at all.
Yeah.
So I believe in it. I mean, there's nothing to believe in. Of course, it's really going to happen for sure. And then, you're going to get your own, are you going to get like, what are you going to, Ben, when you start making money, what's that going to look like?
Oh man.
What's first? Are we going to get a car? Do you have a car now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. What kind of car?
It's a little Toyota.
Crappy car.
Yeah, I mean, it's not crappy.
It's not crappy, horrible.
it's not crappy.
So is it going to be a car? Is it going to be...
I do have a dream car I would like.
You know? What is that?
It is a... Why is the name escaping me right now? It's the Camaro. There you go. The Camaro,
like a 19-something Camaro.
No, no, not like the not
brand
the
new
old,
Camaro.
Yeah, like brand new ones.
Those
like,
are cool cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
The ones the old classics 1960s like those are classic cars, but you know definitely like one of the new ones.
A brand new one.
Yeah, that's the dream. That's the dream car. I would like to believe that I'm gonna be same guy, modest, humble, you know, guy. I got people around me that'll tell me, like, about myself.
Well, it's kind of funny. We're not going to worry about that yet.
No.
We're not going to worry about that yet. So right. So are you hoping that you'll have, so this same time next year, Ben, when you come back,
mm-hmm.
are you going to have a job in a radio station? You going to come back? Do you think?
For sure.
You think you're going to have you'll have a job by then, you think?
In radio? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so let's count on that, okay?
Yeah.
I think by this time, in 5 months, you're going to start looking. Do you think you'll have a job in 5 months?
The program would be just about that long. So not in 5 months exactly, because I'll just be finishing up by mm-hmm. then. But I would definitely say a year. A year from now? Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Cool. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah,
I'm very excited to hear about that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to get going soon. So I just want to make sure.
That went by fast.
Didn't that go fast?
Yeah.
That's because we're hanging, man. let's talk about donating some money to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Give us your money.
Yeah.
Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
Yeah.
Reach into your wallet. Find your card with the biggest limit.
and just put it all down.
Yeah, just put as much.
Why do you think? Why do you think people should donate money?
We're a community radio station, man. We rely primarily on the listeners, like yourself, you sitting there right now listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We rely primarily on people like you.
Okay.
You want to continue to hear great shows like this, like Ben Talks, like all the other great programming that's on Radio Free Brooklyn. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate and send us some money. One-time donation, monthly pledge, whatever works for you.
What time is Ben Talks on today?
Man, it's today, 5 to 7, man.
We got special guest host,
Solo Charm. She's from DTF Radio, another internet station.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be coming through, and we got some interesting topics we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. They're trying to kill all of the big Democrats, man, sending bombs to their house.
You can talk about that.
Yeah, we got to talk
about
that.
So
I got
bad.
A little conspiracy, I think,
you
is got going on.
You think there's a conspiracy?
Yes,
right wing, left wing?
I'm not sure about the wings, who's who.
But I think
there is a conspiracy going on, and I feel like the bombs are not from who we think they might be from.
Huh.
But you got to listen to Ben Talks.
We're going to listen to that.
You got to listen to Ben Talks to get a little bit more of that.
And then if they
we'll put on a tinfoil hat for a little bit.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then if you stay tuned after this, what do you get? You get Lost and Rewound.
Yes.
How's that?
Lost and Rewound is also a great show. Make sure you tune into that. Yes.
Elon's hilarious.
Yes, he is. It is a very
Lon's
funny
a great
show.
Stand-up. He does really good work,
it's
and his show's
show.
Really good.
Yes.
And who else we got? We got Rachel.
We got Brooklyn Bandstand
and
today
Brooklyn.
At 4.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is the host for the Thursday edition.
Right.
He always has, like, some great bands. Like,
yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he knows his music.
He knows it.
Rob knows his music.
Really, really does.
Yeah, and then, of course, after Bandstand, you got Ben Talks. Here and now, Rachel C, another great music show. Rachel knows her music. If she doesn't have a great guest, she has a great playlist for you. So you're not going to be disappointed.
No, definitely not.
And Tom. I mean, who's better than Tom?
Tom,
Frequency Theory, 8 to 10. Come on.
I mean, that's...
Come
that's
on, man.
So, yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, Tom's the man.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom's the man.
He's the brains behind this whole entire operation.
It's crazy,
man. It is crazy
that he made this happen.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I also want to remind you to check me out on Instagram. It's Dr. Lisa Levy SP. And, Dr. Lisa at Radio Free Brooklyn, and tune in every Thursday. And if you miss anything, you can always download it on Podomatic. And go see my good friend Maria Lena tonight. That band sounds really awesome. And it's at the Gutter.
The Gutter.
Bowling. Are you a good bowler, Ben?
I'm a terrible bowler. I try to stay away from bowling at all costs.
Why? You look like you'd be good at all sports, no?
No, not the case.
Just football? Just tackle football? Do you have any concussion stories?
I've had a few.
Do you worry about that? We only have 2 minutes.
Definitely.
2 seconds.
I tried
you
to
do?
Stop the movie. I didn't want to watch the movie for a long time because I was afraid. But
yeah. You seem like you're okay, though.
I'm good.